Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
It's Wednesday, June 28th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A third of Americans use AI tools, a Verge and Vox survey reveals, and more. Extortion joins damage assessment in rising DDoS attacks, and racial discrimination is on the rise in tech, reported by Dice. This is the Business of Tech. A new Verge and Vox Media survey looked at consumer sentiment on AI. From the summary, 1 in 3 Americans over the age of 18 has already used generative artificial intelligence tools. AI is already dominating our conversations. 44% of Americans surveyed say they've been in conversations where AI has been mentioned several times a week, with AI cropping up in Gen Z conversations most frequently at 61%. Consumers stated they want AI usage to be clearly disclosed in digital content at 78%. Nearly half believe AI will be very or moderately disruptive to the sector they work in at 47%. And most agreed that society will need to make significant changes in order to adjust to a post-AI world at 69%. The White House seems to appreciate that, with CNN reporting making AI a priority. Quote, steered by the White House Chief of Staff's office, senior administration officials have been meeting 2 to 3 times a week to advance AI policy work since earlier this spring, tackling AI on multiple fronts, from misinformation and cybersecurity to economic transformation and equity. AI has also become a consistent topic of conversation during the weekly Saturday strategy sessions between Biden's senior most advisors. And you can add the House of Representatives to the list with new rules. Lawmakers and staff are limited to using ChatGPT Plus due to its enhanced privacy features. My statement last week about personal assistance for work seems to resonate. The Information reports that OpenAI wants to turn it into a super smart personal assistant for work. That could lead to a collision with Microsoft. The rapid growth in AI is outpacing responsibility and accountability in AI systems, Per a recent survey of 1,240 executives published by MIT Sloan Management Review and Boston Consulting Group, which looked at the progress of responsible AI initiatives and the adoption of both internally built and externally sourced AI tools, what the researchers call shadow AI. The researchers refer to the importance of responsible AI, which they define as, quote, a framework with principles, policies, tools, and processes to ensure that AI systems are developed and operated in the service of good for individuals and society while still achieving transformative business impact. Why do we care? And that's your business. Literally, that's your business. That whole paragraph and paper outline precisely what IT services organizations should be doing with their time. This is thematically all of the things focused on before. Shadow IT had the same rhythm. The one significant difference is that I expect more of a policy element than other technologies. Cybersecurity didn't start regulated and barely is now. AI will not follow the same path. That's why I'm spending so much time here. The emerging patterns are great for IT. The Washington Post revisits distributed denial of service attacks. Really? With an appropriate headline of, quote, the lowly DDoS attack is showing signs of being anything but. The analysis revisits Microsoft's recent outage and how the attack vector is viewed as an older attack requiring little technical ability. But they're surging, with one report finding that the volume of DDoS attacks targeting financial institutions increased by 22% last year. Still, the number increased by 73% for financial institutions in Europe. And the damage can be hard to measure, and now includes extortion. If you don't pay, we will take you down. Ransomware attacks dropped by 25% from March to April, but April's number is still higher than any month in 2022. NCC Group is reporting that 2023 is trending higher than 2022. Why do we care? What's old is new again, and criminals find ways to make money using whatever techniques they can. Didn't want to miss this old but new method making a comeback. I'm highlighting a diversity story every day this week, and I want to highlight a report from April. Nearly one in four technology professionals experienced racial discrimination last year, up from 18% in 2021, according to a report from Dice, the job marketplace surveyed 2,500 U.S. tech professionals. More than half of Black tech professionals believe racial inequality occurs very frequently or frequently, a far higher proportion than their Hispanic, Asian, or white peers. Gender discrimination also increased year over year, with 26% of tech professionals reporting discrimination experiences related to their gender last year, up from 21%. Why do we care? Companies with racially and ethnically diverse leadership teams are 35% more likely to outperform companies with little or no diversity. To achieve this, organizations must ensure that their companies not only bring diverse employees, they also have to retain them. And again, it doesn't happen without an investment. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful. Outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, National Insurance Awareness Day. Great excuse to talk to your customers about cyber insurance. Thanks to FeedSpot for naming us in the top 30 business technology podcasts. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries.
Choose your own Crunchventure with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.